Are you feeling overwhelmed by all of the technology that is available out here in the world to help connect you to other people? Especially in this pandemic, right? So many different platforms are popping up all over the place. Quality of content seems to be at the top of many people's lists. I am a podcaster and I see lots of posts about making sure that your audio is perfect or people won't listen. I say to hell with it. I say get your voice out there. Your energy matters regardless of the quality of the content. If you don't agree, please don't continue to listen right now because this particular episode is a little bit of a mess. If you are an audio perfectionist, okay? So I want to warn you right now. How did you get here, by the way? Did you find this show through a Facebook group? Did you find the post on Spotify or Twitter or Instagram? Or maybe this audio is being produced onto YouTube to some of my photography. Oh yes, all kinds of magic can happen out here. But I want to assure you, it's just me here. And it's just you. I create this show for you. So I'm really happy that you are here. I am going to be sharing a meditation here. So the quality is going to improve in just a moment. It's going to be a little louder, so watch your volume there. I am a meditation teacher on the Insight Timer app. I'll talk about that in a moment. And here we go. Happy 2022. Take the pressure off. The right people will find you, whether your content is perfect or not. Before I begin the show, I just want to remind all of you how much I appreciate you for stopping by. But I want to remind you also that this show, the messages that are going out here onto the audio airwaves across the globe, we rely on you to help spread the word. If you find any value in the content here, please like, comment, share on any of the content here, whether it is this audio production or on the Strong Body, Strong Soul YouTube channel or Instagram or Facebook. Share, like, comment. Thank you for trusting me with some of your time. That is the most precious thing we have in this new year. I hope that this show will enrich your life in some way. If you've been tuning in for a while, you know that I've been on a little bit of a hiatus. Times are tough. In this particular episode, I'm going to be focusing on gratitude, which is at the heart of all of my content. But right now, we're going to focus on social media technology. Whether you are a content creator or consumer, I'm going to be sharing a meditation right now with you guys. This meditation is available on the Insight Timer app. I'm just sharing it here on the podcast so that you get a little sampling of what you can find over there on Insight Timer. I will be releasing other kinds of content here on the podcast, but I'm really glad you're here right now, and I hope this helps you in some way. Go ahead and find me on social media and let me know your comments or reactions to this particular share. If you are on the Pod Page website where all of my shows are housed, you can go ahead and send me a message through there. If you're on the Anchor platform, you are able to message into the show here. And like I said, feel free to share anywhere you like. Maybe somebody else out there would enjoy this particular meditation too. Thank you for being here. Here we go. Talk about a mess. Talk about the power of audio. Talk about the magic of being the producer here. I have decided that I don't want to ruin the mood of the meditation, so I am going to play for you the outro first. So bear with me. Trust me, at the end of this meditation, that truly will be the end of this episode. I hope you can relax into it and move on with your day when the meditation concludes. Thanks for being here. Here I am again. I hope you enjoyed that meditation. I hope it had some meaning for you. Like I said at the beginning, you can find me on most social media platforms out here. Do feel free to go ahead and go to the Insight Timer app. I would so love it if you left reviews there. That would be amazing. There is also a way to communicate with me through the Insight Timer app. I also want to encourage you to join any of my Facebook groups. Whether you are interested in meditation or in podcasting or in Clubhouse, I've been holding some amazing conversation rooms in the Clubhouse app. You're welcome to find me there as well. Do go ahead and check the show notes here on this particular audio. If you happen to be listening on an audio platform, you can see the show notes and I'll put a link there so that you can see the full menu of what I have to offer. The other day, somebody asked me what kind of a business I have, how they can get in touch with me. I do help clients through Zoom across the world with short sessions. I can't really say what I do in those sessions. It depends on the person's needs. But meditation can be part of it. Personal training can be part of it. Inspiring you to be the best that you can be in any way that I can. Thank you so very much for being here. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Take the pressure off. Be the most perfect you that you can be in this moment. Remember, that word perfect is often overused. Perfection isn't the goal. Happiness is. I appreciate your patience. If you are an audio perfectionist, I'm so glad you made it through this episode. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Usually my episodes are less than 30 minutes, by the way. Sometimes I have 5-minute episodes here. So take a look around in the archives and choose whatever you would like to listen to. Pay attention to the titles. I am not bluffing. When it says Wacky Wednesday, you're going to get some silliness. If it says meditation or depression and suicide, you're going to get serious conversations. Okay, bye. I am so thrilled that you are here. Thank you for sharing some of your time with me. As in all of my meditations, please remember that no matter what I ask you to do, this is your meditation. You sit or lie down, whatever is most appropriate for you in this moment. My energy has been focused on the beautiful people out there that are creating content on social media. That's right. Many of us are offering these vessels that we are in to help nourish the world around us. And sometimes we can get overwhelmed with all of the different ways that we can touch people, even with our voices. So whether you are a content creator or a loving parent whose children you wonder whether they hear you or not, we're going to let go of any of our preconceived ideas about what we are supposed to be doing. And we're going to focus on trust for the next few minutes in this meditation. I'd like to ask you to go ahead and close your eyes.
We're going to breathe in through our nose together. And exhale through our mouth. I'd like us to pause for a count of three after each inhale and each exhale. Breathe naturally in through your nose and out through your mouth, silently counting to three between each breath. Three times together, beginning now. Breathe naturally. Beautiful. Allow the cadence of your breathing to continue in that pattern. Your voice, your energy, your insights, they will reach the right souls. You do not need to worry. You do not need to force your energy to places where it is not needed. Keep sharing your voice, your insights, your energy in ways that make you fulfilled. Trusting that the right people will find you. Trusting that no matter how many times you repeat the same loving words, they will eventually take root where they are meant to. Every bit of energy you communicate out into the world nourishes your soul. The energy that you transmit, if it is in written form, if it is recorded in audio form, if you use paint and crafts to express yourself, those communications will transcend time. People in the future will benefit from your energy. You don't even need to know them. when you are gone from this earthly plane. Your words, your insights, your energy will be remembered. Your vibration is forever. Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale even deeper. Relax your shoulders. Relax your neck. Relax your hands. What is it that you would like to communicate in this moment? Allow that thought to gently settle in your mind. And when this meditation is concluded, feel free to write in your journal, or maybe a letter or a text to a loved one. Maybe you'd like to send me a message. Can you hear me? Can you feel my energy? We are connected. No matter where you are at on this planet, no matter when you are listening to this particular meditation, I want you to know I created it for you. Divine energy and love connects us. I don't need to know your name. When you are ready, allow a beautiful smile to grace your face. I love you, and I look forward to spending some time together again in the future. Have a beautiful day.